other. That's also okay. So again, so here, here in this city, Tzur, the Chum will mat to you that there's one stove, has two places, two furnaces on top, so a Jew could put his pot there, and a guy could put his pot right next to it. Now what should be the problem? My loy choshtu Chum, what are you telling me? What's the special heter over here? Omer Abaye Mishum Bosa Nevela. That the question is, maybe the guy will take from his pot of Nevela, of meat, that's treif, and put into the Jewish pot. We're not afraid that Dilma maybe Mahadarape Yisrael Achure. Maybe the Jew will turn around his head for a minute. Turn his head around, and the guy will notice the Jew is not here. For Shod the other Chovim, Nevela Bekadero. The Kavosa. And we're not afraid that the guy now will take out a piece of his meat and put it into the Jewish pot. This Masachom we're not afraid about. Rashi says, same thing here also. As long as you're doing business with the people outside the city, even though it's right outside the city, so let's be afraid that the money you're going to give them outside the city, those people take the money and bring it inside the city, and they'll use it for avodah zarah. There's no issa. It's like a mushel. But even though it's very close by, sometimes the chomim cannot put any issa. So Rashi says here, Alpha Pisha Samach Easter Eitzel Hetem Yoid, even though the two pots are close together, still we're not afraid, Hokinami Alpha Pisha Bneir, who Asurim Smuchum Nechutzlorets, Shenlovachovim, still it's Mutta. Rav Amar is a little bit different. Rav Amar, Mailoi Choshun, and the Heter is before, because even though the Jew may turn around his head, but the Jew is still there, there is a Svar of Mirsis. That the guy is afraid, as long as the Jew is around there, even though he's not mamish looking, there is a mirsis, the guy is afraid to do it to the Jew.
I don't think so, because...
I'm asking that, here it's mashma only, that he's standing there, because maybe he'll turn around his head. For that, we're not afraid. But mashma the Gemara, if he would leave for 10 minutes, then it would be also. If you would leave and come back 10 minutes later, then it would be also. Why? Usually we say a mashkiach is enough, a yotze v'nichnas. If he just spot checks, he comes in, sometimes it's enough. And here it's mashma, spot checking is not enough. Even though it is enough, you can turn your head around, that's okay. Why? This much mitzvah is afraid. If he sees you there, even though you can't see him, this much is afraid of you. But the second you leave the room, then it's nothing for him to take his ladle and put it into your pot. Even if the Jew catches him, he's not going to look like a ganef. He can say, I made a mistake, by mistake, I put my ladle into your pot. So it's not so, he's not that much afraid. But still, in front of the Jew alone, he'd be afraid. Even though the Jew turned his head around. Right. Right. Another one. Rav Amar, my lechoshulim chomim. What did the chom overlook over here? Mishum bishuli yad gachovim. That we're not afraid. Bishuli yad gachovim. Mishum bishul means maybe the guy would turn on the light, or maybe he'll pick up the Jewish pot and put it down again. The shvinisav bishulakim over here. Then the Kavos Yochanan here also, Lechoshtam Chachomim Mishum Yemedim. We're not afraid Mishum Yemedim that maybe the outside people will give the money to the people in the city that are worshipping the Avodah Zarah. Again, we're not afraid. Yeah. Rabba Barulo Oma Lechoshtam Chachomim Mishum Tzinura. We're not afraid, for Tzinura means it may splash. Whereas if the pots are near one another, let's be afraid when the guy puts in his pound of ham there, it's going to splash over into the Jewish pot. That we're not afraid about. And the same thing here also, Hanami, and the reason why not probably is because they're careful. They know they're two separate pots. You're cooking one food, the Jew is cooking something else. So if the Jew is there, the guy watches himself to make sure not to let it splash over. And the same thing by us also. The Gavos Hanami, the Choshem Chachomim, Mishum Lefnei Adayim. That even if it's going how much of a cooler, even if Nei Adayim, nor even 3 days before, also, it's mutter to do business with the people outside the city. Again, the people inside the city, they have the Yom Tov coming up in 3 days. They're going to worship the Avodah Zarah. Inside the city, it's also to do business with them. Because by giving them money, they can use it for the Avodah Zarah. But for the people outside the city, since they themselves not worship, it's permissible. And the Chiddush is even 3 days before. That even 3 days before, if you give them money, most probably within the next 3 days, that circulation will go into the city. And you may be causing them to worship, still it's mutter. Even 3 days also still is permissible to do business with them. Now, Ma'al Lelech Lesham, Mishnah says, Ma'al Lelech Lesham, are you allowed to go down this road? If you have a road leading to the church, to the place where they worship the Avodah Zarah, could a Jew walk down this road?
Tana
Rabbanan. The day of the Chag, the day of the Chag, the day they're worshiping.
Anyway, what's he doing on that road anyway?
Yeah, that's the way he wants to go down. Let's see. Ma'al Lelech Lesham. So first of all, the Morris Mishnah Chal is a mutter to go down to their Chag. Can you go see their celebration? Tana Rabbanan. Ir sheyesh po avodas chovim, a city that they have an avodah zarah there. They're worshiping the avodah zarah. Also likonis latoychoy. You're not allowed to even go inside that city. If today is their holiday, they're celebrating, they're making a party for their avodah zarah, it's also for a Jew to go there. Also likonis latoychoy. For loy mitoychol ir acheres. He's not even passed through that city to go into the next city. Not allowed to go into the city of Marasayin. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Because if you go into that city, people think you're going there to be oivid to have oivid zara. Vachom maimer, it depends. Calls the man shaderech miyuchedes liyosem mokam osa. If this road is a straight road and it only goes to the place where they're worshipping, it's also to be on that road. There's mara sign if people think you're going to worship. But ein aderech miyuchedes liyosem mokam. If this city is like a highway, that true it goes into the city, but it continues on to the next town, it's a highway. And then mutter, then it's okay, there's no Marasayan. People think that you're on 10 now, you're going down all the way, Pond Springs. Yoshev loy now. Yoshev loy kites, befnei avodas kechavim. If you have a splinter came into your foot, all of a sudden, and you're standing in front of the avodah zarah, is loy yishchev yitlenu. You're not allowed to bow down right here and take out the splinter from your foot. And why? Befnei sheniru kimishtachel avodas kechavim. Even though your intentions are, you have a pain in your leg, you have a splinter there, you want to get it out. But the Meister, by you bowing down now, it looks to other people that's called Marasayin. You have to watch yourself, you should not bow down here. V'yemeinu nira muta. Let's say the situation is not nira, you go to the side, you turn around a little bit. If it's not nira, then it's muta. It's only also to do it in a way that it looks like you're being oivit. Nispazu le'mais, let's say you dropped $10 worth of change. It's possible my stuff if now come in front of the Avodah Zarah. The same thing. La Yishcha, do not bow down there, Vietlam, and pick them up. Again, if they Shinira Kimishtach Vazakovim. Even though if they'll see you picking up the money, they'll know what you're doing. But some other person may not see you picking the money, he'll just see you bowing down. That's awesome. The Yemeinu Nira, it's not Nira, again, you're doing it to the size, turning around a little bit differently than Muta. Mayin Hamoshach Nevazachovim. There's a spring. The water is flowing. Beautiful water is flowing. They have a water fountain right in front of the Avodah Zarah. So again, Lo Yishcha, Yishnah Shinat, bow down there. Vish, then drink from the water. Again, of Nation Nira Kimishtachavir. It looks like you're bowing down to him. Again, Vimeinu Nira, you could do it in a way where clearly people know it's only for drinking purposes. You're not worshipping there. It's a different type of a man, a different way, different position. Mutta, then it's Mutta. Patsufois ha-makalchim mayim lekrochim. Patsufois, that's like images. No, images of a person. They make their avoid desire like an image. Ha-makalchim mayim that has sprouts of water coming out of it. So lo yaniach piv al piyim, you should not put your mouth onto it and like suck the water from it. V'yishten, drink the water there. Mevnei shenira kimenashik, it looks like you're kissing li avoides kechovim to the avoides zara. So since this is an avoides zara itself, by drinking that water, it looks like you're kissing it. Kiyotzeboy, the same type of benisra also applies. Kiyotzeboy lo yaniach piv al silon, a person should not put his mouth on a gutter where the rain drop comes off the roof. On the silon, on the gutter, the yishten drink from that water. That's also nisa sakona. So a similar type of nisa, not to drink from something. The Rashi says patsufas on the kalkamai means patsufas odim, images of a person. Chalulun they were hollow,
that had a flow of water in the back of it, and the water would come out through its path, through its mouth. The Krochim are Derech Yishuvay Krochim Lisnoi B'gdulo L'Okinoka Krochim. To big cities, they made things like this. The family got Bisilo and Sinam Chub Lekakim and Sekono Shla Yivla Luke should have this worm that you should not swallow this worm.
All right, we'll stop here. Continue on later, next time.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We just started again the last Mishnah we had on Daf Yud Aleph on the base. Again, the Mishnah said, "Yir Sheyesh Ba'Avodas Kechovim," an year which has an Avodah Zorah means that today the people inside the city worship the Avodah Zorah. So Chutz Lo Muta, you allowed to do business with the people outside the city. What about the opposite way? Let's say the people outside the city, that town, today was a day that they all worshipped their Avodah Zorah. So, the people inside the town, you're allowed to do business with them, because they do not worship the Avodah Zorah. Then the Mishnah says, Mao Lelech Lishom, is a Jew allowed to go into that city the day that they worship there the Avodah Zorah? So it depends. Bizman Shaderech Muchedes Lirisamokim, if this road is a straight road that ends up in the city, ends up in the place where they worship the Avodah Zorah, also there's a Mara sign for a Jew to walk down that road because people think you're going to the Avodah Zorah. But Vimhoya Yochol Lahalech Bo Lamokim Achar Muta. But if it's possible down this road to go to another place, then there's no Mara sign. Then you have a right to say, people say, maybe going someplace else, then it would be mutter for a Jew to walk down this road. So Gemara says, Hei chidami chutzalo. What is considered outside the city? The Mishnah says, even though inside the city today they're worshipping the Avodah Zorah, you're allowed to do business with the Goyim outside the city. How far outside the city do they have to be? Some Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Chanina, Kegernat Luza Shel Aza, like the marketplace of Aza. In other words, even though it's mamish right next to one another, it Luza, we know that's the marketplace where they sell animals. And Aza, Rashi says, that's Ir Shaplishtim Vorabar Bechachovim for Yechutzalo Yishuv Samach Liyam Miyoid, was right outside the city. So the kids, even though it's a Yishuv right outside the city, still it's mutter to do business with them. Vikadiyami, some say, Boyi Menei Rav Shimon ben Lakish Mireb Chanina. He asked the question, At Luzer Shel Aza Maho, what's going to be the loch in such a case where the neighboring city is right outside the main city, Maho? Or Malays, he answered back to him, Lo Yolachto Lutzurm Yomecha. Looks like you never went to the city Tzur in your lifetime. And the city Tzur, Rashi says, that's an Ir Shay Yisrael V'Yadik Yechovim Dorimbo, that the city that both the Jews and Goyim lived there. There is, and didn't you see there, that Yisrael V'Yadik Yechovim Sheshopsu Shtei Kederos Agabe Kirachas, that a Jew and a Goy, they both cook on top of the same oven. They both put two pots, a Jewish pot and a Goyish pot. One is cooking kosher, one is cooking nevelis. And they have them cooking one next to another. And still, v'loi chosh lehem chachomim. The chom did not stop them, did not say anything's wrong with this. Like Rashi says, loi chosh chachomim, apo pisha somach iser eitzel heter, even though they put the yis next to the heter, still it's mutter. So hochinami b'yos also, apo pisha b'nei ir, ho asurim smuchim b'nei chutzlo, even though the inside city is right next to the people living outside, still it's mutter to do business with the people outside. Now the Gemara explains, my loichosh levchachom. What does the mean chom to not care about this instant? So the Gemara says, Omer Abaye says the big machloekis here. So Abaye says the Gemara is bringing a proof. Omer Abaye mishum bosan nevela. The question was, are we afraid that the goy is cooking in his pot nevelas? Would he put from his pot into the Jewish pot? So no, lo yamrin, we do not say, duma mahadrape yisrol echure, maybe the Jew will turn around his head, v'shod yavikachov nevela begadera, and that the goy, while the Jew was turning his head around, would take some treif and nevela meat and put it into the Jewish pot. We're not afraid of this. So if so, the kavosa, the same thing would be b'ya sochinami, lo yichosh lem chachomim mishum dumei avodes chachomim. The chom were not afraid, even in a case where maybe there would be an isidi raisa of dumei avodes chachomim, which Rashi says that means the money of an avodah zarah itself, which that is also for Jew to have any anofram. It's an issue of the Eraisa that we dash in the Posik. Milo yadvik biyot chumuma, that you can't have any enjoyment at all. In other words, we're not afraid that maybe the people on the outside, they have money that they got from the people inside, which was money, which was the Me'av Ores Kechovim. So it's a big shaila in Tosis, and we're showing them exactly what does it mean to Me'av Ores Kechovim. Does it mean the money that the Goyim bought something for to use for their Avodah Zarah, like the Chalup and the exchange of an Avodah Zarah? And we're showing them, say, on this we pass can later that that's Mutam. So Tosis wants to say it means money that's set aside to be used for the Avodah Zarah itself. Or else they can use this money itself for the Avodah Zarah. So this Domim has a loch like an Avodah Zarah on it, and therefore there's Nisr, the Raisa, to have an off from it. So they're saying that we don't have to be afraid that maybe the people outside the city have this type of money. Even though this money would be awesome in the Raisa, still we're not afraid. In other words, still, since you're only doing business with the outside people, not with the people inside, you do not have to be afraid of this Domim, the Dimei Avodah Zarah. And Tosfos speaks out, even here it's mashmoni when the Jew is standing there. Like even though he turned his head around, it's muta. But mashmoni, if not for that, if he's not here, it would be also. I usually we say, nichnas v'yotzei is enough. So he says, that's only other places where if the guy would do something, he'd look like a ganef. But over here, it doesn't look like a ganef. Here, we're more afraid. So that's the way Abai learned that the chom or even mekel should be a chash of an issue d'iraisa. Rava says no. My lechosh lem chom wasim in the chom did not cure here. Mishum b'shuli yadik chovim. It's only a sophic doubt. Maybe there'll be over nisid rabbonin that maybe the guy would cook the Jewish pot, and that would be nisid bishlakim and nisid rabbonin. That's what we're not afraid about. So say therefore the kavos echnam. Same thing by us also. Lechosh lem chomim mishum yemedom. Chom, we're not afraid that there's a loch, you're not allowed to do business with a goy, midrabonin, but yoim edom, the day that they worship the Avodah Zarah, you can't do business with them, because we're afraid maybe you'll, if you give them profit, they'll go to be murdered to the Avodah Zarah. So even though it's only a sophic, it's an istrabonin. So here, to the people outside, we're not afraid. It's only yosa to the people inside the city, not to the people outside the city. So to the people outside the city, it's mutam, but you made them to do business with them. But as far as the first chashash, if there would have been a chashash of Dimei Avodah Zarah, could be for that we would not be mekel. It's only mutah if you know for sure there's no chashash, they have no money that was set aside for the Avodah Zarah. And the chlal, that could be b'shat from the Mishnah before. That our Mishnah says that lefnei day mitzosa 3 days and mash mitzoni yosim with the rabbanim we said before, like mishumei would be muta. Why isn't there a suffix of an issur d'oraisa using the Dimei Avodah Zarah? And it could be they were talking about, well, you know clearly that money is not Dimei Avodah Zarah. Like over here, you have to know the money is not Avodah Zarah. Then it's only a chash of yomedom. See, so here we'll make it on the people outside the city. And Rabba Bar Ula Amar Loichosh Lohem Chachomim Mishum Tzinura, that the Chom we're not afraid about here is not about Bishalakim. It had to be in a case where there's no chash of Bishalakim, but rather there's only a small chash maybe when the guy put in his nevela, it splashed over into the Jewish pot. For this we're not afraid, because this is a very small issa. Like even if it did splash over, first of all it's not Shchiach, and secondly it would have been Bata Barayv. So that's why we're mekel. So therefore, the kavos, the same type of the case, over here also. We're not afraid over here. That's all. There's the issa, not to do business 3 days before the Yom Chag. That's only a small chashash rabbonin that maybe you'll give them pleasure, and because of that pleasure, maybe they'll be able to be Yom Edom. That we're not afraid about. As we're only afraid about to the city itself, to the people itself that will have the Yom Edom, it's also 3 days before. But to the people outside this city, there it's Mutter. Yeah. Again, it says, Ma'o Lelech L'shom. Is a Jew allowed to go to this place, into the city, where in this city they're worshipping Avodah Zarah? So Tana Rabbonin, again, Ir sheyesh bo avodes kechovim, a city that has an avodes zora, meaning that today there's a chag there, they're worshipping the avodes zora. The loch is also likonas latoichoy. It's also for a Jew to go into that city or into that place where they're worshipping, because it's a mara sign. People think you also are going to worship. For loy mitoich liyir acheres, can't go here into another city either. Dibrei Rabbi Meir. Right. The chom said, chom moimrim depends.
Kol zaman sha'derech miyuchedes liyosim mokim osar. Ein ha'derech miyuchedes liyosim mokim, then it's mutter. Now, yoshiv loy case. Let's say somebody has a splinter in his foot. Befnei avodas kachovim. It happens to you right in front of the avodas zara. The loch reads again, lo yishcha, you're not going to bow down, be it lenin will take it out. Befnei shenira kemishtachavir. La avodas kachovim. It is a mara sign. People will see, look at you, as if you're worshipping the avodas zara. V'yemeina nira. But let's say people do not see, or will see in the gemara, meaning you do it in a different manner, that they're not choshed you, then muta. Same thing is Fazrulai Moisim of the Avodah Zarah, Lo Yishkov Yitlenu. If your money disperses in front of the Avodah Zarah, you're not going to bow down and pick them up. Again, with Neshe Nira Kamishtaka of the Avodah Zarah. If you made a Nira, but if you bow down in a way, you bend down, you're back to the Avodah Zarah, it does not look like you're worshipping, then Mutter. Mayin Hamash, the same thing, you have a well. A Mayin Hamash is a well that's flowing. Lifnei Avodah Zarah, it goes out in front of the Avodah Zarah. The same thing again, Lo Yishke Ishnat, bow down the Yishta and drink from this well, from this spring. Because if you bow down normally, it looks like you're bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. There's a marathon involved. But again, we'll see what that means. If it's not noticeable that you're doing it for this purpose, it doesn't look this way, then Muta. The same thing, Bar Tzufais used to have a statue, a form of a man of the Avodah Zarah. A Bar Tzufais forms Hamakalchin Mayim Lakrochim. They used to have the flow of water used to go through the mouth of the statue. So Lokar is Loyiniach Piv Alpiyim. You should not put your mouth by the mouth of the statue. The Yishta and drink from the water. It looks like you're giving a kiss to this Avodah Zarah. Shinira Kimanashek Lavodah Zarahim. Kiyotzaboy, the same type of Allah also applies that Loyiniach Piv Alfilon. You should not put your mouth at the end of a gutter. When you have the rainwater coming down the roof through a gutter, you should not put your mouth by the gutter. V'yishta and drink from it. V'pnei ha-sakona. Because it's a sakona, maybe there'll be a leech in the water, and that's a sakona safoshes. We'll soon see in the Gemara. Now the Gemara explains. What does this b'raisa mean? Mai eina nira. What does it mean to say that you're allowed to bow down and drink from the water if it's not nira? It does not look like you're worshipping the Avodah Zarah. So mai eina nira. Elam, if you want to tell me, to lay miskazi, that nobody sees you, let's say your money was dispersed at a time when nobody's around. So if you bend down now, nobody's going to see what you're doing. Then it's muta. So Gemara says, no, it's not true. The Yomar of you, Dom Arav, it's a Stam Gemara, we paskan like this, Machlokes and Toises, but we paskan like this. The Yomar of you, Dom Arav, Kol Mokam Shosur Chachomim, Mifnei Marasayin, anytime the Chom gave an Isser of Marasayin, do not do something, even though the way you're doing it right now is mutter, but people will think you're doing an Issa, is Afilo Bechadre Chador Mosa, even privately in your private room, where nobody is there seeing you, still it's Osa. And the Achron Alachar is the Sirin Gemara, sometimes Mashu, we do all, sometimes not. The Haskamasa Paiskim is that if the Choshed you to be doing Issa Viraisa, like here, if somebody sees you bowing down, it looks like you're being over the Avodah Zarah, Nisa V'Yiraisa, then we hold from Rav's Din, even Mechad V'Chadar Mitzvasa. But if what you're doing, even if somebody would see you, it's only Nisa V'Rabonin, then you could be Mekel. Then Mechad V'Chadar Mitzmuta. That that is a Marasayin on Nisa V'Rabonin, that's only openly where people will see you. But Mechad V'Chadar Mitzmuta. This is for question, right? Kol Mokam. Pirish Rabbeinu, Rav Nisan Goyin, Yein Halach Rav, we do not paskin like Rav. But the Dharma Parashen of the Chulin, Uveshuk Layasakein, Shalayikha Haminim. Should not think, don't shecht in front of the water there, because it looks like you're doing something the way the Minim do it. But Smashm only Beshuk, only openly you should not shecht in front of the water, by the water. But privately it's Mutta, Ayat Marasayin. So you see, it's only us of a Rabbin. Vyoytanan Beshabis, let's say your clothing got wet on Shabbos. You allowed to spread it out in the sun, but not in front of people. Because in front of people, people will think that you washed your clothing today, and now you're drying it. So again, Alma, lo yasru b'chotzer. It's privately, in your chotzer, it's mutter. Afa gad de b'shuk asum of neymarasayin. Kach kabalti b'shabbos. Mi pi mori ha-chosid. That's why Toy says in Mekalfim was Rebbe, and when he learned Masech to Shabbos, that we do not pass like Rav. But if a Toysvis Rabbeinu Yehuda Matzasi Nir Lari, Tilchos HaKarav, no, we do pass like Rav. Can appreciate. B'Shabbos, like he explains in Shabbos, how he gets out of that Gemara. And this is one of the truths that they give, that if the chashash is an Isra Rabbanon, then it's Mutta B'chad V'chadorim. But if what people think you're doing is an Isra D'Oraisa, then it's also even B'chad V'chadorim. So here, honestly, that cannot be the pshat over here. So, Ela Eimer rather said like this, what does the Braisa mean to say if you bow down, again, your money was dispersed in front of the Avodah Zarah? So the Braisa says you should not bow down, bend down to pick it up. But if it's Eina Nira, does not look, then it's Mutta. What is does not look? Does not mean that other people are not looking, but rather it means Eleima, Imeina Nira Kimishtachet Alavot Rechavim. Mutta, if it does not look like you're bowing down, like Rashi says, your back or your side is towards the Avodah Zarah. In other words, you're bowing down backwards. So therefore, it does not look like you're worshipping the Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah, you're not bowing down towards him, you're bowing down, your back is towards him. Then it's Mutta. Now the Gemara asks the question, Utsricha, like what do we need all these cases for? They're all the exact same case. You should not bend down to pick up your money, to take out a splinter, to drink water. It's all the same Svara, that there's Mara sign that looks to people like you're worshipping the Avodah Zarah. Mercy not Utsricha. The Tana Kaj, we just said the first case, that the person has a splinter in his foot. In front of the Avodah Zarah, he should not bow down to take it off, take it out. Mishum, the Efshal Amezel Kamei or Mishkalei. Listen, you could walk another few steps, walk another 5 steps, and take it out there. What do you have to stop right now in front of the Avodah Zarah for? Avo Mois, from the case, therefore we say it's also, you should not do it here. Avo Mois, from the case where your money was dispersed, to Layefsha, there you can't go away 5 steps. Your $1,000 of money is right here laying in front of the Avodah Zarah. So you want to bend down not to pick it up. Maybe here the Rabbanon would let you, Mishum Arasayim. Eimaloi, maybe there's no Issa. So I need the Chiddush here also, it's Issa. V'tan the Muslim, I would have just learned the case where your money was dispersed in front of the Avodah Zarah. The Mamayna, it's only money. So for money matters, the Rabbanon say nothing doing. We do not let you bow down. It looks like you're bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. Avo Kites, but in the case we have a splinter in your foot, the Tzara, there it's painful. Good, you could walk a few feet, but it's painful to walk with a splinter in your leg, in your foot. Hey, Malay, maybe here the Rabbanan said, Mishum Tsar, uncomfortable, you're allowed to take out the splinter now. Kamashma, no, still it's us, it's Mr. of Marasain. Well, that was there before, right? If we could do it, Kalach, if we could do it in the weather, it does not look like it's bang a smutta. Vitona, honey, we just said these two, honey, tarati, Mishum, the lake is sakona. These two cases, there's no sakona involved. Avomayin, Yika Sakono, Dila Shosi Mais. Let's say in a case where a guy is thirsty and he's about to die if he doesn't drink. So I would have thought to say maybe then it's mutter for him to drink. Eima loy tsricha. The Chiddush is even in such a case still it's also. So I'm not sure. So Rashi says, Baram Rashi says, Dila Shosi Mais Bitsama. It could be in a case where he's so thirsty that if he does not drink, then he'll die. Even in such a case it's also. So I'm not sure the Lacha Rashi really means like this. Or just means really, there's a case where he's about to die. Not that he's really going to die right now. I'm not sure if it really be pekuach nefesh, if this is called an abizraya d'avodah zarah. Like by avodah zarah, the locker is, yoharak v'yal yavar. You have no heter to worship the avodah zarah. That's only doing a real issa. I'm not sure if a marathayin goes into the category of a bazraya d'avodah zarah. So I'm not sure if it's a real pikuach nefesh, would it be mutter? Could be then it would be mutter. Just means even though a person is very, very thirsty and very, very tired, maybe you're thinking that he has to drink or faint, kamashman still he should not drink. Now, part Susuf, what do we in the last case? If you have the idol here, you have the form of a person, that they have a well, the water flowing through the power.